from people. You got to wait for their voluntary submission. My wife is here, and Bible says, wives submit to your husbands. But though it says, wives submit to your husband, I can't demand it from her. She gives it voluntarily. If she doesn't give it, I can't say, look, Ephesians chapter 5. I can't do that. Because those verses, I'm not allowed to read. I read my verse, husbands love your wives. Because that addressed to husband. And it says, wives, I'm not a wife, so I can't read the next line. So I have to leave it for her to read. And if she chooses not to, it's her choice. I can't say, force it open. I wish some pastor somewhere will tell and she'll come under conviction. Or she reads the Bible and comes to conviction. But I cannot force it. Submission is only voluntarily given. So that is, everything happens because we choose. That is why Jesus says, if you follow me, he says if you, he gives you a choice, he never forces. But if you follow me, then these are the terms and conditions. So that's how it is. It is always given voluntarily to follow. So that would be my answer. Yes, Rahul?
Just concerning the part where you spoke about God will defend his authority, you know, and Noah was naked and then his other two sons went and covered him. So covering the fault of the one who's in authority. In context of our country where corruption has been, you know, one of the things that has been highlighted, isn't that supposed to be exposed or should that be covered up?
That's why I clarified by saying the word vineyard is used for the very first time. Wine is used for the first time. So we do not know whether Noah knew the potency of drinking the wine and what effects it could have. He may not have known. So in that case, he has handled it probably innocently. We are not given the clarity in the Bible. So we are giving him the benefit of doubt. And therefore, even when we expose it, the way we expose it is important. Now, I did a little bit of, you know, reading a few commentaries. At the commentary are saying that the words that are used in Hebrew where he says Ham exposed his father's thing, it is implying a lot of things. I mean, the commentators are saying that he mocked his father to the extent he homosexually mocked his father. Now, that is, but I didn't use those words because I was not one, the commentators are saying. But obviously he did something very, very in a undignified way and in a wrong way. So we got to expose, but got to expose it rightly if we know they are definitely by choice made a wrong choice. I think we should not hide it. We should expose it. But the way we do it is important. Yeah. And sin is sin, and therefore we need to declare it sin. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, do not receive an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. So we got to be careful. We follow the norms that if against a leader, anybody can say anything. Don't do that. Get a group, then only handle that. Okay? Yes,
Stanley, here it is. Is there unity, order and peace as a result of your governing?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, it's not always that unity, order and peace is there. So if does it mean that, you know, if it's good governance, there has to be unity, order and peace? Will there be times when there may not be peace?
Let's look at the leadership of Jesus, no? He had 12. One of them turned out to be a rogue. Alright, so would we say Jesus' government lacked unity, order and peace? Well, Jesus did what he should do and did it rightly, but one turned out a rogue. You may have a problem in that sense where there is a situation where somebody may not follow the order, somebody may rebel, somebody may go haywire. But generally speaking, in the overall management, there is unity, there is order, there is peace. That's mean. It will not be that it will be perfect. Human nature is there. Human nature is bound to be a little bit erratic, and therefore we need to see how we handle that. Yeah. One of the examples we can give is Moses, one of the meekest men on earth, so his best example. But was there unity, order and peace in his whole wilderness journey? Anything but that. So that doesn't mean less of him, but it tells you that the weakness of man, the wickedness of man is always there, which caused disturbance. So best of leaders have had their share of some difficulty or the other. But as a leader, I would provoke myself to say, can I maintain unity, order and peace? Then that would be my measurement of saying, okay, I'm happy with it.
Further to your discussion on obeying and submitting to the government authorities, certain political parties in certain states have, you know, stopped Christians from carrying out activities like sharing of faith and baptizing. And even as you discussed that, you know, we can't have funds coming from foreign countries in, you know, to carry out a mission work, then how should our conduct be?
So we said three, you know, levels of authority: level authority of God, authority of Scripture, and authority, delegate authority. So government authority come under the third level. Level two says, go into all the world, preach the gospel, disciple them, nation them. So that is the commandment of God. Commandment of this political party says no doing that. So obviously now you are free to disobey the lower one to obey the higher one. It means we may have to go to jail, but that is part and parcel of obedience. It's a, as you said, we ordered our coffin already, so we are ready for the prison to start with. So that is going to be there as part of the whole thing. Likewise, all that that political party says, which is contrary to God's word, we are free to do that. Peter and John said, you tell us, should we obey God or should we obey you? Very clearly they defied. So we need to be very clear what we want to do. We are clear, we have a right before God that we are asked, commanded to preach our gospel, and we shall always preach. They may pass an anti-preaching law, they will not pass an anti-preaching law, they passed an anti-conversion law, which is a twist, but we are free to preach the gospel all the time.